Dadsnet Original Podcast.
Welcome to the Dadsnet Podcast with me, Al, and...
JK.
That's JK. I thought you were going to say, and me, JK.
Never mind. I spoke about myself in the third person.
You did.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Right, you've got a gift idea. It's nearly Valentine's Day, or might nearly be Valentine's Day. We're not sure when this exactly will go out, but either way, it might be Mother's Day. Either way, birthdays. So this is a good gift idea, right?
This is not a sponsorship, so don't whiz past this. This is really good knowledge, which I've actually used. I've bought this, and it's a fantastic idea for your partner, especially if you've just had a baby, if your partner is breastfeeding, or you still randomly have breast milk in the freezer, which is what I did. Yeah, so we kept breast milk in the freezer.
A rainy day.
Well, no, this was kept purely... We would have kept it there forever. It's just a reminder of that amazing thing that is breast milk. That life-giving liquid.
Sure.
So I thought, well, is there any way that we could do something with that breast milk? I don't know.
Except drink it,
yeah. Did you drink any?
Yes.
Well, you did.
Of course it is.
So I thought, is there a possibility of... putting breast milk into like some sort of jewelry item, anything like that. Anyway, found out that there was. So there was a lady called Gemma Morris. She's got a little small home business. She's called Tiny Treasures Castings in Essex, based in Essex. And she does exactly that. So you can take the frozen breast milk. You've just basically got to contain it. Shall I tell you what I put it in?
What?
You know, you get those pee sample bowls.
Yeah.
So I put a bit of breast milk in the pee sample bottle.
Yeah.
You post it to her, right? And then 4 to 6 weeks later, your breast milk comes back in ring form. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So she obviously hardens the breast milk and then it goes into jewelry. I mean, what a fantastic present. It doesn't get much personal.
Very
than
sentimental.
Does it?
It's very, very, very sentimental.
And I just thought this is a good tip for anyone right now that's thinking, what sort of present? But it's just not breast milk stuff.
Yeah.
Like Mother's Day, Father's Day, baby showers, christenings, you know, Christmas, that sort of stuff.
But she does it with other liquids?
She does everything. She does things like, you know, let me have a quick look. I've written it down. She kind of does like life gifts. She does ashes. So you can take, like, for instance, I've got... I thought that and I thought, no, I've still got my Isla, my dog's ashes in the shed.
Yeah.
And I still don't want to scatter it. Because I just kind of like the fact that I know that Isla's kind of in the shed with me when I go in. No, I do. And I think that's a great idea as well.
Do you know where she is? She's here.
Yeah, but she... Yes, but she is there. She's right there. Yeah. But as I walk into the shed, it reminds me to think of her.
Yeah.
And I will sometimes go, you all right, Isla? I've got to that age, Al. Look, I could talk about the gifts that she's got for a long time, but we haven't got time for it. So just check her out on Instagram, Tiny Treasures Castings Essex. She's verified. Go and have a look there because she does some amazing personal stuff. Great gift ideas for Valentine's, which could be now or coming up, and Mother's Day. Honestly, you'll thank me for it. And this is not a sponsor. It isn't. This is just me enthusing about something which is fantastic.
You are very enthused.
Love it.
You love it.
What a great gift. Charlie was blown away. Who would have expected a gift like that?
Yeah, I think it's very sweet. It's very, very sentimental and personal. I like it. It's a personalised gift.
And also, it'll stop you from just going to the petrol station and getting a bunch of flowers and some charcoal.
Thoughtful, isn't it?
Yeah, and maybe some AdBlue and some de-icer.
Right.
It's practical.
Back to dad stuff. Right, we've got another show full of three features. Full of three features. I'm going to start with my favourite one. You ready?
Yep.
Things You Believed as a Kid, Volume 1.
Is there going to be a volume 2?
We might even get to volume 35 or 59.
Come on, hit me. Let's do it. Let's just get into it.
The things you believed as a kid.
All right.
That LMNOP was one word.
L what?
LMNOP. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, O, P.
LMNOP.
I didn't do that right, but...
No.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
What? I don't get it.
Yeah, when you did you not think that when you were a kid that LMNOP was a word?
No. I thought it was part of the alphabet.
Lots of people do, apparently.
Weirdo.
Right, next one. The quicksand is everywhere and you have to be constantly vigilant of it. Don't you remember the first... Oh my God! Don't you remember the first time you were told about quicksand and then every time you went somewhere, it's like, is that quicksand? Is that quicksand? Is that quicksand?
Nope. No, okay, never thought that everything was quicksand. Nope.
Okay, next one.
You've been watching too much Indiana Jones.
This one must be your thing, right? If you believed as a kid, if you swallow an apple seed, an entire apple tree will grow inside you.
Yeah. I thought, weirdly enough, that more were pears.
Or pears, or any kind of seed,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
The next one, if you cross your eyes for too long, they'll stay that way forever.
No. That's like if you watch TV too much, your eyes will go square.
I think the problem here is that you were thrown into adulthood too soon.
I definitely was.
The next one, that teachers live and sleep at school in their classrooms.
I always remember that, like, whenever you used to go to the headmaster's office, if you had to go early, and it always smelt of coffee and fags. Like Mr. Hughes at primary school always smelt that. And I thought because it smelt like that, he just lived there.
Yeah.
Because that was his normal
life.
Exactly.
And then you see them in town and you're like,
no.
What are you doing?
Creature out of their habitat.
Yeah, exactly. The next one, if you touch a toad, you'll get warts.
Yes.
Yeah. That chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
But I have told my kids that.
Well, I think that part of the thing is we're to blame for a lot of this.
Yeah, because we've told them that. Right. We thought it was quite funny and wacky, and it stuck with them.
Cracking your knuckles will give you arthritis.
Yes.
No, it won't.
It's only air.
My mum still tells me. She still tells me. And the last one, if you swallow gum, it will stay in your body for seven years.
7 years?
Where did it come from? Why do we believe it? And then if you look at it, it's like, no, it just passes out. Actually, sometimes quicker than normal food.
Because it's solid.
Yeah, it just flows straight through.
You know when, like, your dog eats something and it needs to come out the other end? Because it's just like that. Yes. It's just like that.
So there you go. Things you believed as a kid, volume one. We're going to do it when kids say as it is.
As it is.
First one's from a five-year-old. It says, you're old. The dad says, I'm not that old, with a slight tone of indignation. How old do you think I am? The five-year-old says, the last number.
Huh?
As in, it's the last number. Whatever the last number is, that's how old you are. Because you're so old. It's the last number.
Right, okay. So it could be any number.
Yeah. Well, he just thinks there's an end to numbers. The five-year-old. There's not an end.
No, don't
ruin it. It's fun. Sorry, Mold. Next one. At my grandmother's funeral, when the priest asked all of us for a moment of silence to remember my grandmother, my five-year-old amidst all the silence and hushed crying saw the priest lighting candles, and so he started singing at the top of his lungs, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's an instant reaction.
Why not?
Go, shorty. It's your birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, could go either way. Next one. Whilst looking at a rain puddle which had formed over a small oil spill, my kid said, oh, look, a dead rainbow.
Oh, good. Because it's in...
Say it as it is.
Yeah.
Like it. My four-year-old niece to my father leans in close and whispers, Grandpa, I know the A word. Grandpa, hoping to have some fun, catching her saying a bad word. Oh, really? What's the A word? My niece says, loud and proud, fuck. And the last one, I was observing a primary school teacher, and when she asked the students if they had any questions, the first question she got was, where exactly did you get your hair cut from? Because it looks terrible. Say it as it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Amazing.
Right. After the break, we are going to come back with some more, because it did really well, first episode. Life would be boring without kids.
Oh, yeah. Life would be boring. It would be boring without kids.
It would.
Like we've said, we'd have a lot more free time and go away and not spend so much money on babysitters and requesting time with the grandparents.
Exactly. Well,
yeah, but you know,
let's get off
Let's get off.
Let's not get off.
Thanks, mate.
Let's get into it. This is from Spencer. My 3-year-old daughter pushed a door open button in a train loo while I was halfway through my business. It was a packed train with people standing outside the loo. I was sat down so I couldn't reach my kid or the button to close it again.
Never trust those toilets.
No, never trust those. But also,
never
poo in those toilets. What?
I mean, that is for extreme circumstances only.
Exactly. I hope you've learnt your lesson, Spencer, in all honesty.
You should not be going for a poo. You just shouldn't, regardless.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right, next one from David. My son wrote a story at school about how much wine mummy drinks. It's especially problematic because his mum is in the senior leadership team at the same school.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Can we say that it's a religious school and he got the wine mistaken for water?
So did Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Next one from Gareth. My wife is a barrister and I'm a builder. But unlikely pairing. I don't know why.
But good alliteration.
We came home from a long car journey where my 5-year-old boy had fallen asleep. So I picked him up and carried him up the stairs to bed. As he went up the stairs, he stirred and said, "Thanks, Daddy, you're very strong. It's those moments you live for. It's those moments you live for as a parent." That is until he carried on. "But you're not very smart like Mummy, but at least you're strong."
I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah, we've each got our strengths.
I mean, I think it's nice to be strong.
Exactly. Okay, last one. This is anonymous. So I'm cleaning out the garage and I have a bunch of stuff in the driveway so that I can get to the lawnmower for the first mow of spring. As I'm driving the mower, I start to notice people driving by, slowing down and looking mad at me. It was weird, but I didn't think too much about it. Then two different people made rude gestures at me and a few others yelled. But since I was mowing, I couldn't hear what they were saying. Finally, I can't stand it and have no clue why my mowing is pissing everyone off. So I turn the mower off and start to go inside. Then, as I walk into my driveway, not visible from where I was mowing, I see my children, ages 5 and 6, have climbed into my dog's old cage and somehow locked themselves in. So it looked to everyone like I locked my kids in a cage whilst I was mowing the lawn.
It's got child catcher chitty chitty bang bang vibes, isn't it?
Yeah. I love that.
I like that idea. Yeah. I'm actually really peed off. I got rid of the dog cage, actually.
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone driving past, they're obviously not parents. Because if there's parents walking past, they'd be going, yes! Oh, great idea.
Great idea. And £40 on Amazon.
I know.
Brilliant.
Not that we advocate putting your kids in cages on this podcast.
No, just only if in extreme circumstances.
Only in extreme circumstances. Well, there you go. There's another podcast episode for you, mate. Hope you enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, download, rate, subscribe, leave us some feedback, leave us a review.
Yep.
Subscribe if you're watching on social and...
Till next time.
Till next time. Let's go. A Dad's Net original podcast.